Lean scheduling. Production planning in a lean environment requires smoothing out the peaks and valleys in the production schedule. There are a number of key scheduling elements in a lean system, as detailed below. Sufficient volume in a repetitive process. The best-known examples of lean systems include organizations with high-volume product flow in repetitive production environments. However, it is important to remember that lean can be applied in any environment. Production rate goals. The focus is on the rate of overall production, not on the rate of individual manufacturing batch processes or operations. Reduction in work in process. Production should be as close as possible to the rate of customer demand. Level production planning. The aim is to create certainty and stability of operations, standardize work, simplify materials and capacity planning, and reduce inventory costs. Production leveling is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a production planning method that maintains a stable production rate while varying inventory levels to meet demand. The objective of level production planning is to convert customer demand into a period-by-period production rate that is based on level-loaded production plans and master production schedules. The production rate is set to takt time, which means it is paced to the estimated rate of demand and should be made to be level over a reasonable period of time. The term estimated is used because the execution of the schedule is based on a pull system, which is based on actual withdrawals of parts or finished goods by a downstream process or customer, and so could differ somewhat. Ajunka, or mixed model scheduling / production. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines these terms as follows. Mixed model production, making several different parts or products in varying lot sizes so that a factory produces close to the same mix of products that will be sold that day. The mixed model schedule governs the making and the delivery of component parts, including those provided by outside suppliers. The goal is to build every model every day according to daily demand. Ajunka. In just-in-time philosophy, an approach to level production throughout the supply chain to match the planned rate of end product sales. Ajunka serves as a bridge from scheduling to control of production by distributing volume and mix evenly over time. It can reduce the amount of waste in the production system by improving production efficiency. The following benefits are possible with Ajunka: shorter manufacturing lead times, lower work in process and finished goods inventory, avoidance of peaks and valleys in operator workload, smoother flow of work that enables level and standardized work for operators. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines standardized work as a work process that is always carried out exactly the same way, preferably using the current best-known way under which the output can be achieved. The level production plan is the basis for short to intermediate-term material and capacity planning and enables the use of a level production method. Ajunka converts actual or expected customer demand for a given product mix into a level production throughput that matches the planned rate of end product sales by day or hour, takt time. Ajunka scheduling techniques to improve flow include the following. Using control limits. If demand stays within the plan should not change. Not overreacting to changes in demand. Use takt time to manage and control time. Prioritizing regular orders. Don't let large or unusual orders derail regular orders. Using available to promise logic in master scheduling software. Moving to milk run deliveries. In this technique, several small batches are delivered on a single vehicle more frequently versus a few large deliveries less frequently. The number of loads stays the same. Each element focuses on a particular area and compartmentalizes the activities, even though each element is important on its own. For the successful deployment of lean scheduling, all elements should be considered integral to the whole. The basic idea is to produce components at a constant rate so you can allow all further processing to be carried out at a constant and predictable rate. Following a standard flow makes abnormalities immediately obvious, and lean is imperative to find and correct the root cause of the abnormalities as soon as they are discovered rather than using workarounds. In real time, it achieves a level schedule, visibility, and early problem detection. Setup time reduction, lot size reduction, cellular manufacturing, quality and continuous improvement, worker involvement, the 5 S and visual control systems are all additional techniques that enable lean scheduling. These subjects are addressed elsewhere. An example follows of level production planning and Ajunka / mixed model scheduling. level production planning and Hijunka example. In Exhibit 5-42, the level production data for four models of hammers are disaggregated into level daily rates by dividing their annual forecasts by 250 shop calendar days. Exhibit 5-42. Production leveling with Hijunka example. The exhibit is based on the following scenario and assumptions for the production of hammers. The annual forecast for the product family is 163,750 units. It has been disaggregated into four model forecasts that differ by type of handle and head. Planning by this point has provided the volume and mix estimates and assumptions needed for scheduling. The estimated rate of daily demand for the four models is assumed to be generally constant, though at different levels, with some seasonality or higher demand at the end of the year. This leveling and Hijunka process provides the following information: daily and hourly batch rates. Total daily batch quantity of 655 hammers, 400 plus 5 plus 50 plus 200. Total hourly batch quantity of 81.875 to 50 plus 0, 625, plus 6.25 plus 25. In each hour, an organization could produce in the following order: 50 as 0.625 Bs, 6.25 Cs, and 25 Ds. But this would not achieve the full production leveling benefit that Hijunka scheduling requires, even though all units would be produced in the same time period, an hour. A pure Hijunka schedule could instead require a sequence that may repeat more than once within the hour on a regular cycle, some S, then Bs, Cs, and Ds.